Back to Bump Talk live from Old Chicago here on September 11th. We just had Buffalo's men's basketball coach Luke Swedberg. Thank you so much to Coach Swedberg for coming on. Buffs open up their season in December, but Buffalo's football is now fully in season. They've played two. They got their first win on Friday, a blowout 70-15 win over Wichita North. And with that, we have head coach Brian Hill joining us here tonight. Coach, congratulations on the first win of the season. What impressed you from last week watching the film back?
Well, thank you. I thought the effort, I thought that the kids really did a good job of coming back from the loss for the week before and handling the things that we could control. And, I thought we just started off better. And I think we started building confidence, and that really grew from there.
Now, I think one thing we both know is that football isn't won just on the day of the game. It's won, building up throughout the week. How would you say your team handled practice last week, especially because it was a shorter week because you had Labor Day, no school on Monday? How would you say they handled everything?
Well, it took us a little bit. I mean, we were still licking our wounds a little bit. Tuesday's practice was not very good. But I really thought that Wednesday they came back and we had a really good practice, and Thursday was much better than the week before. So, which is not unusual, week one, a lot of disappointment. There was no school, but we did have practice and had games. The sub-varsity games were there, but I really think that it just, took a little bit for us to get over, the way that we gave it away in week one. And now that they came back and played in week two, now we got to learn how to handle success.
What would you say changed from Tuesday to Wednesday? Because you mentioned Tuesday's practice wasn't good. Did you light a fire into them? Did they light a fire into themselves? What flipped?
Yeah, I mean, I think a little of both. I mean, being around this now and coaching for 29 years, I just had to explain to them that it was week one. It's a long season, but at the same time, we need to find some leaders, and we cannot just kind of go through the motions. And I think that's what we were doing on Tuesday.
So after the loss in week one, and I was talking to you on the post game show, and you said you wanted to see a little more accountability, a little more responsibility within this unit. Did you see that this last week?
Yeah, I think that was something that they really did. I mean, they kind of took what the coaches were pointing out to them and the mistakes that they made in week one, and I thought that we did a lot better job. We played with a lower pad level on the offensive line. We obviously didn't turn the football over, and we cut down our penalties quite a few from week one as well.
What was the most important thing that you saw from week one to week two change?
I think leadership really kind of came out last week. Some guys are really kind of learning what their role is and what they need to do. And sometimes it comes from guys that, don't necessarily going into the season that you thought were going to be leaders. But now, they've kind of accepted a role, and they're, played a lot of football games. And so, like Dio and David Holguin, those guys are, they lead by example because they're at everything that we do. They work their tail off. But at the same time, now they're starting to learn that their voice, when they tell someone to do something, carries a lot of weight.
I was going to ask that because you've definitely alluded to a lot of leaders now. Are there some guys that you weren't expecting to lead going into the season already taking that big jump from week one to week two and saying, this isn't our standard. We need to do a lot better than this. Who are some of those guys?
I just think that they're more comfortable. I think it's the same guys that we wanted to and needed to step up. But I think that the big thing that they've done is that they've realized that how important it is for them to say something. We always tell them, and there's great quotes out there that, player-led teams are a lot better than coach-led teams. And when players are holding one another accountable, you're going to be a much better football team than if the coaches are doing it.
That's a good quote. I really like that. Dio and David. Obviously played on the team last year, have kind of taken into a bigger role this season. What stands out about them day in, day out?
Oh, just the way that they work. I mean, they get after it. Now, at practice, a game, it does not matter. They give us full effort all the time. And, they've really learned a lot, the technicians of playing defensive line and not just playing with effort like they did when they were younger. And now, boy, they just watching them and putting their hands on defense or offensive linemen and getting off blocks. Holy cow, it's impressive. And they are two guys that are very difficult to block.
Does part of that competitiveness and bringing it every day have to do with the fact that they're kind of competing against each other, or are they truly there as a
I'm sure that it does. I mean, being twins, we tell them we goof with them every once in a while and tell them we're going to put them out there together and see who the first one to eat dinner will be tonight. But, but you know, I mean, they, I think that it's probably natural, you know, that when you grow up with a twin, and especially when you're brothers, that, you know, you've had to fight for a little bit more attention than maybe a single kid.
So I want to dive into the game from Friday, 70-15 win. It kind of started from the word go. First play of the game, for people who weren't listening, encroachment happens against North. It goes from a 1st and 10 to a 1st and 5. You send the play back into Ethan, and the play is to go over the top from Ethan Gomez to Ethan Allen for a pass, which is something that you didn't do too much in the first game. You only had one completion in the first game. What gave you the confidence in Ethan to go out there and complete that pass in the first play?
Well, I mean, really, just these guys, you know, have worked really hard all summer long. You know, they put in a lot of work that wasn't part of our summer workouts. They went up to the field and got themselves on the weekends and even in some of the evenings that they got together and did some things. And I think that that was really important for their timing and, you know, belief in one another. And, you know, we really wanted to throw the ball a little more in week one. We just were having trouble protecting the quarterback. And, you know, when you can't do that, that's a pretty dangerous situation to put your quarterback into. And so this week going into the game, we felt like, you know, they were not going to blitz us a lot. And that, you know, with as run heavy as we were in week one, that we thought early on they would definitely have their eyes in the backfield, and that we thought there was an opportunity to go over the top early.
Has that standard of working, you know, before the season starts, deep into the summers, getting together, has that always been a part of Buffalo's football, or is that something new within these last couple teams?
Well, I think those are important of the really good teams that I've had, you know, that the kids that get together and really take it beyond what we do with them, you know, every morning, Monday through Thursday in the summertime, they take it upon themselves to get the other guys together and go out there and work on their craft, you know, at their own pace and go over some different things. I think, you know, you hear that when you talk about Division I quarterbacks and when NFL quarterbacks, they bring guys to California for Aaron Rodgers or whatever it is that they bring those guys in, because timing is everything in the passing game, and knowing where a guy is and where they're going to be is very important.
Going back to Gomez, 4 touchdowns from that game, 3 through the air, 1 on the ground. Is that kind of performance going to change the way that maybe you want to start games?
No, I don't think it'll be how we start games. I think it'll be more of what he did and what I tried to explain to him through week one, and he did such a good job all summer, is he had to prove that he was going to also run the football a little bit. He's such a great job of dealing the ball and the option and reading things. But, you know, I told him, and that was kind of what happened with the fumble return, you know, in week one, was they had seen a lot of film and they had never seen him carry it. And they challenged him, and he still tried to get it around him, and they knocked it down and scooped it and scored. And I think that you saw him kind of, you know, give a little bit of a, you know, a flash fake the other day and make it look like he was going to do it. And then he held it and tucked it, and the rest of the line and the slots did a good job of blocking. So I really think that, you know, he learned from there, and that's, he's always shown that he's a fast learner, and that's a big deal for a young quarterback.
We're talking with 14th-year Buffalo's football head coach Brian Hiller on Buff Talk about last Friday's 70-15 win. One thing that you told me in the past is that it's very obvious for you to tell when, you know, teenagers, you know, they've got their heads up, when they're feeling good, when they're not feeling good. That first play of the game happens, you go 66 yards downfield. What was the mood on the sideline like?
Oh, I mean, just ecstatic, you know. I mean, I think that, you know, anytime you can start a game like that, you know, that you get off to, you know, a one play 66-yard touchdown pass, that, you know, you really create a spark through the whole team. I mean, you saw that immediately the defense went right back out there and got a 3 and out. I think 2 of the 3 plays were sacks. And so, you know, when you do those things, you just create a little bit of confidence. And it's, you know, and then we were able to do it a couple more times, get short fields from the defense. And I think that those are some really cool things. And it was something that was much needed for our football team.
Defensively, felt like your defensive line never gave their quarterback a chance to even settle into that game. How impressed have you been with Coach Reich and how he's gotten this group to play?
Yeah, I mean, those guys have done a great job, and, you know, they gave us fits all during camp. You know, I mean, we had trouble blocking them, and you know, to see someone like Anthony Jimenez to come in, and who's been in the program a long time and really kind of came into his own late last year, and has really given us some big minutes, you know, and been able to keep guys from having to play both ways. And And, you know, now that we've, you know, Zach Kitch has played, and you know, now, you know, we found some big help from Javon Farr. Mm-hmm. You know, transferred over here from Holcomb during the summertime, and we didn't know a lot about him. Took him a little bit to kind of understand, and for us to understand what his strength is, but he's a really strong kid, and he gave us some really good minutes the other night playing some defensive ends. So I think that, you know, all those things have been a benefit in what we've been able to find out about kids.
I think one thing that stood out from last week, you know, winning by 55, was the opportunity for some of the guys to get their first opportunity to shine. Braden Sneath had his first touchdown. A couple other guys with their first touchdowns were Logan Avalon, Kenny Wynn, Jonathan Bears. Are you proud of the way that some of these guys who, you know, didn't play week one handled that kind of first Friday Night Lights experience?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, those kids go out there and just work as hard as our kids that, you know, start and get all the press and everything. And so, you know, to see kids be able to get in and, you know, our first home game and front of, you know, a big crowd and their friends and family. I mean, those are, you know, like I told you, high school football is about experiences, and to be able to, you know, get into the end zone, no matter what the score is. I mean, those are memories that those kids are going to be able to have. And hopefully it'll give them confidence that can continue on as they grow and get older. They're going to be the guys that we're going to be counting on.
A couple of individuals I want to ask. I thought Kenny really ran the ball well off the bench. What stood out about him growing in? You know, this is a sophomore, you know, somebody who's just kind of getting his first licks in varsity. What were some of the things that stood out about him that made you want to go to him in the game?
Well, I mean, he just runs so hard, and, you know, he has a lot of trust in his offensive line, and he hits the hole probably harder than anybody we have right now. And, I mean, when I left the JV game just a little bit ago to come over here, he took one 90 yards on, you know, a very simple play that we run. And I thought that, you know, the way he did it was just because he ran through there and nobody touched him, and all of a sudden he's out there running. So Kenny's, you know, going to be a great back for us, and at the B-back position in the flex bone, you've got to have two or three guys because, you know, those guys are getting in train wrecks, you know, every play. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to be able to just go through the whole season with one guy.
When I was talking with C.D. DeSalvo, who was doing color for me during the game, we both kind of said, this guy runs like Mario. Do you see it?
Yes. Yes. I mean, that he just gets after those guys, you know, and he just runs and gets, you know, the only thing we got to work with him a little bit sometimes is his pad level. He gets a little bit too up and down, but once we get him with his shoulders, you know, he's running behind his pads, he's going to be a tough guy to tackle.
Another sophomore that I want to talk about who's played a little more than Kenny is Colden Plankenhorn. This is someone that, you know, wasn't on the team last season, stepped up week one, had 9 tackles. He got his first career interception on Friday. For a sophomore who stepped up and filled such a big role that Caleb Wiese left after he's now at Fort Hays State, what did you see in him that said, yeah, we can start this guy at linebacker?
Well, I mean, you know, that was a position that was up for grabs from a lot of different people. And just his ability to make plays outside the box, he runs well. And, you know, he's still young. He makes a lot of young mistakes at times, but he is going 100 miles an hour, and he was in the right place at the right time the other night. And, you know, again, just anything that you can do to give kids, young kids, confidence, it will just make him better and make him more hungry from week to week.
Do you see it in him when he comes off the field after a big play? Do you see that confidence?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, beaming and he was in the right spot, doing what he was supposed to do. And those are always easy when you, you know, encourage kids that, hey, look, you see, when you do the right thing, you can put yourself in a position to make big plays.
So getting into this week's game, Wichita West, who's going through a coaching change, Jeremy Moss is the now head coach for the Pioneers. How much do you know about what he brings? He was assistant at Heights. He was also assistant at South. What's some of the things you're watching out for this coming week?
Well, just when, you know, watching film over the last few days is, you know, the kids play really, really hard for him. You know, they're trying to run what a lot of the Wichita schools do. They're running spread on the offense, and they run a 3-4 defense, and try to keep things really simple so that the athletes can make plays. And I think that's something that, you know, he's probably made things a little easier for his kids and not as complicated maybe as it has been in the past, and just letting kids make plays. And, you know, they've played really hard, and, you know, they played well week one against Dodge City and came up short. And then last week, I thought they played really well against Southeast. I mean, they had two pick sixes and, you know, really kind of dominated the game for the most part.
I was going to say, from watching film against them, what's really stood out besides the pick six? What stood out on them on offense? Because they're starting a sophomore quarterback. Let's start there.
Well, he's a heady kid, you know, and if you give him time, I mean, he's inconsistent because he is a sophomore, and sometimes he doesn't have a lot of time. And I think that we can pressure him sometimes into making some mistakes, and he has made a few mistakes, but he's a gutty kid. You can tell he runs around. He knows what he's doing and tries to get the ball to the athletes and let them make plays. And so I think that's something that we really going to have to make sure that when, you know, because there was a couple times Friday night, we did not do a very good job of keeping the quarterback in the pocket when we blitzed.
Final couple questions for you. You just mentioned that, you know, you didn't do a great job of keeping the quarterback in the pocket on blitzes. What's one thing that you're really stressing that you want to see this team? Because you mentioned last week, the biggest team or the best teams make the best jump from week one to week two. What's something that you really want to see improve from week two to week three?
You know, defensively, that would probably be it. You know, kids learning that when we're rushing and how to rush the quarterback and keep him in the pocket and not let him break contain, because that causes a lot of stress, you know, on our secondary. Because do you come up and tackle the quarterback or do you stay in coverage? And, you know, that's a very difficult decision to put kids in. So we really need to do a better job of keeping the quarterback in the pocket. And I think offensively, I think that, you know, can we sustain what we started last week? You know, they really did a good job of, you know, coming off the football, playing low. You know, we didn't have a lot of third down conversions and those kind of things. But I think that if we can continue to be really good with, you know, early in the downs, that, you know, those third downs become a lot easier when they're, you know, only third and two or third and three.
And one final question for you. We're about to have Ethan Gomez and Evan Finch join the show. These two are juniors that returned to the team. Obviously, were on the team last year. What stands out about these two when you watch them play?
Just great kids, first off. I mean, they're leaders in our school. They're leaders on our football team, and they just do such a great job day in and day out. I mean, you always know they're going to be there. They're coachable kids. They listen, you know, and take everything in. And you know, they're both kind of growing within the system themselves. You know, Evan played receiver last year and now starting at free safety. So it is, you know, even though he played some, you know, varsity football last year, it's on the other side of the ball. And so really just to kind of see them grow and mature is really what has been fun over the first couple weeks.
All right. That is 14th year Buffalo's football head coach Brian Hill. The Buffs are 1-1 and are back in action against another team, 1-1 against Wichita West. On Friday, our coverage starts at 5:30 with Buff Games Day Live with Aaron Elam. Coach, thank you so much for joining Buff Talk tonight.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will have juniors Evan Finch and Ethan Gomez, live here on the show. You're listening to Buff Talk here on KWKR 99.9 The Rock, live from Old Chicago.